Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading for the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Just a couple of days ago, John was stopping a man doing miracles to someone in the name of Jesus. He stopped them. But Jesus says to him, "Those who are not against you is with you. Leave them." And today, John asks whether he can ask heaven to give fire to burn the village because they don't accept Jesus. Jesus also rebuked him. The Son of Man doesn't come to accuse people, but love people. As a matter of fact, experience John, he's a beloved disciple of Jesus. At the Last Supper, he holds his head at the bosom of Jesus. But then we can see there's so much defect in him. We can understand. Just love the person, not because the person is perfect. Just because he's not perfect, he loves him more. Many times we doubt whether God is close to us because we are sinful people. But we can understand. The more we are sinful, the more Jesus is close to us. His expression comes to the sinners. Thank you, Jesus, for always being with us. Give us the patience to serve. Let's believe that also in all the people, Jesus wants us to serve them as he would serve Jesus. Jesus says, "Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me." Jesus, give us the open heart to serve you in all place, in all people. Thank you, Jesus, to share this love with us.